Ever have one of those moments where you just can't find something? Like something important, you know that feeling, maybe an important document, and you're digging through a pile of papers and you just can't find it. Now imagine that feeling.
Yeah.
But instead of it being your tax returns, it's the maintenance log of a jumbo jet.
Okay.
So today we are going deep on this fascinating paradox of how an industry like aviation that is so advanced still relies on surprisingly analog systems for something as critical as maintenance records.
Right. And when we say analog, we're talking about paper, right? It's not just any old paperwork, though. These records track every single part, every repair, every inspection throughout an aircraft's entire lifespan. Like, imagine it as a plane's medical history, detailing every checkup and procedure it's ever had.
That is a lot. That is a great way to put it. It's like this plane's entire life story is in these records. Which is kind of mind-boggling when you think about the fact that, you know, these planes are basically flying data centers packed with all this cutting-edge technology. But as we read in that Aviation Maintenance Magazine article you sent me, some airlines are still catching up when it comes to digitizing these super important maintenance logs.
Yeah, and they are important for lots of reasons, but one of the big ones, safety. And I think to understand why this is, especially in an industry where safety is so important, requires a little bit of history. Like, for decades, the aviation industry relied on physical documents for one key reason, and that was reliability. Like a signed piece of paper, that was the gold standard. Easy to audit, considered pretty much tamper-proof.
Yeah, it makes sense. Because in aviation, you need that trust. You need to be able to verify things.
Yeah.
But in our increasingly digital world, are these filing cabinets full of paper really the best way to manage something as complex as a modern aircraft?
That is the question, isn't it? And this tension between tradition and innovation is really at the heart of this lag in digitization. Because in aviation, change happens cautiously.
Right.
And understandably so.
Of course. We are talking about people's lives.
Exactly.
So it's got to be right. So let's unpack some of those reasons for this slow adoption of digital record keeping that were in that article. One that really stood out to me was this whole safety versus innovation dilemma.
Right.
It's like the industry is walking a tightrope.
Right.
Totally. And regulators are understandably cautious about adopting new tech too quickly, especially when we are talking about safety critical systems. It's not just as easy as switching from, you know, paper to an app.
Right.
You have to make sure that this new system works with all the existing infrastructure. It meets these very strict security standards. And most importantly, doesn't create any new risks.
Yeah, it's interesting. It reminds me of how long it takes for new medical treatments to be approved. The process is very rigorous, and there's a reason for that. But this hesitancy to embrace digital, while understandable, can have real-world consequences, as we see with that example of Air Antilles.
It's true. The article talked about Air Antilles grounding their entire fleet because there were problems with their maintenance records. And I think that really illustrates this isn't just some abstract technological debate. This has real-world impacts, immediate and significant impacts on how the airlines operate passenger travel and, of course, the airline's reputation.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder if their records had been digitized, could they have maybe avoided grounding those planes or at least made it easier to figure out what was going on and fix it?
It's possible. And I think it brings up another key factor that the article talked about, which is this lack of standardized digital frameworks. You know, without clear guidelines from these regulatory bodies, these airlines, they're left figuring out this patchwork of different systems and software solutions.
Right.
And that can create confusion, compatibility problems, and ultimately really slow down the move to digital.
It's like trying to build a house without a blueprint.
Yeah.
Everyone's speaking a different language, using different tools. It's just chaos. So we've got this double whammy, a cautious industry, and a lack of clear standards. It's no wonder change can feel like it's taking forever.
It kind of is. But just like if we didn't have standardized building codes, it wouldn't mean we wouldn't build houses.
Right.
The aviation industry is finding ways to move forward, even with all these challenges. And that's where it gets really interesting, because the article you shared talked about how some companies are developing solutions to bring aircraft maintenance records into the digital age.
Yeah.
Companies like Ramco, Flydox, and Ultramain.
It does feel like we're on the edge of a big change. But before we get into those specific companies, can you kind of paint me a picture of what this future looks like? Because we keep saying paperless operations.
Mm-hmm.
But are we really going to see mechanics walking around on the tarmac with tablets instead of wrenches?
Probably not. The hands-on expertise of those skilled technicians, that's always going to be essential. What's changing is, like, the information ecosystem around how they work. Imagine, instead of going through all that paperwork, a mechanic can look up an airplane's whole maintenance history just by tapping a few times on a tablet.
Okay.
Like having a digital command center, giving them real-time insights into every part, every repair, every inspection.
That makes a lot more sense. So it's not about replacing the human expertise, it's more about making that information flow better. But what are the real benefits of having a system like this? I mean, is it just about, saving paper by going paperless?
It's a lot more than just convenience. It can change how maintenance is done, making it more proactive, efficient, and cost-effective. For instance, imagine a system that not only tracks when a part was last worked on, but also looks at its performance data to see when it might need attention again.
So instead of reacting to problems as they come up, they can stay ahead of them. That's really cool. Like how my car tells me it's time for an oil change based on how I drive and not just the mileage. Is that the same idea?
Exactly. It's called moving from reactive maintenance to predictive maintenance. And it's not just about stopping breakdowns, it's about making the whole process smoother. Airlines can make inspections faster, get ahead of delays, and even manage their spare parts better, all thanks to having this data in real time.
Okay, so now we're talking real cost savings and maybe even fewer flight delays, which everyone wants. But how does it actually work? The article mentioned AI and machine learning. Is that where these futuristic capabilities come in?
They do. This is where it gets super cool. Companies like Ramco are developing these advanced platforms that use AI to analyze huge sets of data from maintenance records, flight data, and even weather patterns. This means they can find patterns and things that seem off that humans might not notice.
So you're saying these algorithms could predict engine wear just from flight data? Or could they spot a potential problem before it even becomes something that someone could see? That sounds like something out of a movie.
It really does. But it's fast becoming the reality of aircraft maintenance. And the best part about machine learning is that these systems keep getting smarter the more data you feed them.
Makes sense. Like training a supercomputer to be the best mechanic out there.
Right.
But the article also looked at the different ways these companies are tackling this. What was interesting to you about Ramco, Flydox, and Ultramain?
What's fascinating is that each of these companies is kind of coming at it from a different angle. For example, Ramco is focused on creating a software solution that covers everything in aviation maintenance,
Wow, really?
from record keeping to managing the supply chain.
So they're like a one-stop shop for airlines that want to completely change how they handle maintenance.
Exactly. Then you've got Flydox,
Okay.
who focus on managing aircraft records, specifically when they're being leased. They use something called blockchain technology
Oh, interesting.
to make digital records that are secure and can't be tampered with, and they can be shared and checked out by everyone involved.
Oh, so they're dealing with a trust and transparency issue, which is so important in leasing. What about Ultramain? What makes them stand out?
Ultramain is all about mobile solutions.
Okay.
They're giving mechanics and engineers access to maintenance information right there on the hangar floor
Oh, wow.
in real time using their phones and tablets. Their thing is making it easy to use and collaborative so technicians can quickly log repairs, share what they found, and get to critical data without needing a computer.
So they're putting all that digital power right in the hands of the people who need it most, like right there when they're working on the planes.
Exactly. It's about making their jobs easier, yeah, but also about getting those really important details right when they happen. Like, think about it. A mechanic could log a repair, take a picture of a part that's wearing down, or flag a potential problem right on the spot with their tablet. No more scribbling stuff on paper that could get lost
Right.
or end up in the wrong place.
That's huge for making sure everything is accurate and efficient. It sounds like going digital isn't just about making things easier on the mechanics or saving airlines some money, though. The article talked about something kind of unexpected, how they take apart those Airbus A380s to make a point about how valuable good record keeping can be in the long run.
Right. When an A380 is done flying, it doesn't just go straight to being scrapped.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of the parts, especially the engines, are still worth a ton of money and can be used in other planes.
Oh, wow.
But here's the thing. In order to actually get that value, you have to prove that the part has been maintained properly.
It's like when you sell an old car. If you can show it's been serviced regularly,
Right.
it makes a difference. A buyer wants to know if the car's been taken care of. No one's going to want to pay a lot of money for something if they don't know where it's been.
Exactly. And in aviation, proving that history is super important. Like a single engine from an A380 can be worth millions, but only if its maintenance log is perfect. That's where companies like Tarmac AeroSave come in. They specialize in taking apart these planes and keeping track of every single part.
The article said they cataloged something like 5,000 parts just from one A380. That's like they're writing a biography for every single piece,
It's true.
tracing its whole life from when it was first made to its last flight.
Yeah, and it's a huge job. It takes a ton of technical know-how and good old-fashioned detective work. They take pictures of every part, write down serial numbers, check everything against the maintenance logs, all to build a complete history that proves that part is what it is and in good shape.
That reminds me of how art historians try to figure out who owned a famous painting throughout history. That documented history is what makes it valuable, proves it's real, and tells its story. Kind of like how those airplane parts are like valuable treasures, with their maintenance logs being their own special record.
Love that analogy. And just like that well-documented artwork, those A380 parts can then be given the all clear to be used again, giving them a second life and making a lot of money for the airline or whoever was leasing it.
So even when an airplane is done flying its carefully kept accent, history is still valuable. It really shows how important this is. It's not just about following the rules, it's about knowing that information has value over time.
Absolutely. And that's a big takeaway, not just for aviation, but for anyone who deals with important records, your personal finances, your medical history, even just organizing your family photos. How you manage information now can have big effects down the road.
It's a good point. In a world that's so digital, it's more important than ever to have a well-kept digital trail. It's about being open and accountable, making sure that valuable information is saved and easy to get to when it's needed.
Well said. And just like those A380 parts flying again because their records were kept so carefully, being committed to good record keeping can help us all deal with this complicated world more confidently, be more efficient, and maybe even find opportunities we didn't expect.
This whole deep dive started with something that seemed simple, like talking about paper trails. But it's really turned into a much bigger conversation about how powerful information is and how important it is to manage it well in the digital age. It really gets you thinking. Where else in our lives could we be more thoughtful and forward-thinking about how we deal with information we take in and create? That's definitely something I'm going to be thinking about.
Me too. It's been a really interesting conversation.
Thanks for going on this deep dive with us today. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep asking those interesting questions that lead to unexpected discoveries.